Hello, thank you for calling Local Slack. This is Rick. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Moon Pilot.
Hi, Ramon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you
doing? Wonderful. Good to hear. Everything's going well on my end. Thank you for asking. Let me just pull up the account really quickly here. Okay, pretty chair quality, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Here's your account. What can we do for you today, Ramon?
So I'm calling about my Google Ads. Did they run out or something, or did the money run out?
Let me go ahead and take a look here, all right? She recently activated the Google Guaranteed as well, right? Is that what you're referring to, or the Google Ads itself?
Both of them, because it says that they're paused.
That they're paused? Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look here. We'll check the status right away, all right? One moment. Okay, so your Google Ads, remember we're working with that $300 budget, right, for Google Ads, out of which the 25% goes to management, and the rest goes to Google themselves. So, for example, in the last 30 days, from March 11th, it was running actually until, well, today it is still running. Well, let me check. One moment, please. One moment. I might be looking at the wrong thing. Sorry about that. There it is. Okay. I think the ad actually running today for Google Ads, but I see your budget has run out, right? We're actually overspending a little from what I see here. Let's see. But for Google Ads, you refilled them on the March 11th. March 11th, you paid $300 for Google Ads, right?
Yeah.
So that, it should have run out, to be honest, but I see it is live again. It is active. Let me send you a little screenshot. Today, I see it's been shown 4 times, and you have 1 click, right out of today. Well, to be honest, we're actually, the budget has run out. Actually, we're overspending a little. So I'm gonna go ahead and talk with the Google Ads team right away. But, you know, as you know, right now we have $11 a day. That's how we have it set up on your account. So we're limiting ourselves to 1 click. 2 clicks is the most you had this last month.
Yeah, but how much is it a day?
How much is it what, I'm sorry?
A day?
Right now we have it at $11 a day. Now the average cost per click is a little more than that, so it's about 18. So sometimes, you know, we have no clicks. Sometimes we get that one. For example, the one you got today was for $21.43. Now let's see what they
say.
Nobody called you? Okay.
Nope.
Gotcha. Because today what they said was Donaldson Heating and Air. Go ahead.
Which one?
So basically what they searched today, the click that you got on Google Ads, for example, is Donaldson Heating and Air, which is one of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Now, Google, what they do when somebody searches a business name that has one of the services, they put the businesses to compete against each other. Right? And there's people that click on, you know, other businesses' websites, and they have the opportunity to take business away from other companies. So that's basically the status on the Google Ads today. Right? Let me see. For example, yesterday, you also had one click. It was for $21.66 yesterday. On the 5th, which was Sunday, the ad showed up 31 times. Nobody clicked on it. So no charges that day. So the weekend, actually, no charges. Nobody clicked on it.
A lot of times, people like that, that want to hurt my business, like telemarketers, so they click on it and they mess with my name.
I get that. I totally understand that, and that's why, you know, contemplating other tools, let's say, or other type of campaigns is actually something good as well. But for example, on Google Ads, there's this other type of campaign that's called Performance Max. So basically what that is you know, on Google, they have other websites, right? Like Google News, like YouTube. There's other websites that have Google. So basically, there's little ad spots in those apps, let's say, that are much cheaper because they're not searching for something directly, right? It's people that have.
So what's Google? Okay, what is Google Verified then?
Google Verified, that's the pay-per-call service. Let me check into that one. That's the, at the end of the day, that's the one we recommend the most. I mean, to be honest, if we need to choose between Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, you know, we go with Google Guaranteed. Google Ads, they have a different purpose. The Google Ads, they complement the SEO. And Google Guaranteed is that pay-per-call service, right? That's the exposure on the text.
Yeah, because I thought you guys were, like,
close
to the top, right?
That's straight at the top. Google Guaranteed is the very, very first thing that people see. As you know, Google wants to generate those calls to make phone calls, right? So they're going to put you in that spot. Now, let me see. The ad is on right now for Google Guaranteed as well. Let's take a look at the traffic you've had so far. We activated this about 2 weeks ago, from what I recall, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. One moment, please. Okay. So basically, as you know, for Google Guaranteed, what we're doing is we're bidding for a phone call, right? So basically, we're telling Google that we're willing to pay a certain price for phone calls, right? And Google, based on the actual search, right, they have, let's say, a price. So, you know, Google identifies when it's a search of a big job, right, that are, you know, paid better. So those are, let's say, sometimes a little more expensive, or they might be outbidding our max, right? Currently, we set a max at, let me show you how much our max bid is. Okay, so the max bid we set up is at $50. $50.67. Now, out of those $50, right, we charge a 25% management. So in reality, you're paying Google $38, and the $12 remaining, you're paying local Splash. That's the max that we're telling Google that we're willing to take. Now, so far, since we've had the ad active, the ad has been shown about 300 times. 326 times to be exact, and I see two calls that have been registered. Let me see them, tell you which ones. Example, I'm one March 29. Let me tell you exactly how much that cost you. For example, that one cost you $39.17. That's already including the management. Now,
They called me, you said?
Oh, yeah, on the 29th. Let me see. Let me pull this up. Because there's one on the 29th that wasn't charged. Right, and there's one on the 29th that was charged, right, which is 714-318-3301. Do you have access to the app? Do you use the little flash app?
Yeah.
Okay, if you'd like to, we can look it over together.
Yeah.
So you can just see.
714-318-3301.
So looking at the transcription, I see they asked if the business services poke.
Oh, that's if I go to Big Bear. Can we
add
some of the locations where
I service? Yeah, absolutely. Let me pull that up. So that's basically, Google considered that as a valid lead. So that's the one that cost you the $39 that I was talking to you about right now.
Yeah.
And then there was another one on the 27th, which if we look here...
There was one where the
day
is like way up north.
Way up north?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take a look at, let me show you a picture of the surface areas that we have right now for Google Guaranteed and for Google Ads. Okay? We can make a match, right? But they can be different as well. That's completely up to you. Let me see. Yeah, because we have all of Riverside County and all of San Bernardino County. So we have Fallbrook, La Jolla, Vista. We have other areas like Murrieta. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Then all San Bernardino is huge, right?
Yes, it is.
Can we just do southern San Bernardino?
Yeah, we can. I could set up a radius, right? So we can make sure that we don't go overboard. Because San Bernardino County goes all the way up north, so we can take that off. And Riverside County, it goes all the way out.
It's kind of big too. Like, it goes all the way to Coachella, right?
Goes all the way out there, yeah. I mean, we can go ahead and specify with the city instead, making it much more accurate. So let's say within your, do you have like a mile radius, or do you have like specific cities in mind that you'd like to target? Let me show you what I've got so far. Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna send you a little text message with an image of what I got so far. I already removed the county. Right, so we're just going to see the cities that we have previously selected. Just give me a moment. And you can tell me which ones to add or what to exclude to make sure you're good with the service area. Okay.
You said it's one number?
To the one you're using to call right now. The 7142. Did you get that text? Okay, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, can we do the city of Riverside?
Uh-huh, absolutely. I'm adding it as we speak, okay? So we can,
okay.
You can go ahead and tell me.
Can we do, Paris?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Heaven?
Well, Paris is already there, I'm sorry. What other one?
Heaven?
Got it? What up?
Chino.
Okay. I mean, if you'd like, you could tell me, for example, how far up north do you go?
I'm sorry, say again?
Let's say, so we can, you know, let's say establish a perimeter, right? Let's say, how far up north do you go?
Let's do,
50
miles.
50 miles? 50, pardon. 50, okay. Let me tell you exactly where that gets us. Okay, just give me a second. Okay, so I'm basing myself 50 miles out of the address that we have on file.
Okay.
So, for example, it covers San Bernardino, it covers Riverside, it covers Chino, Pomona. Now that goes all the way to Big Bear Lake.
That's too far. It's like 40
miles. That's too far. 40
yeah.
Miles. Okay. 40. Okay, so 40, it just covers San Bernardino. That's as far up north as it goes. Okay, and then if we look down south, it goes all the way to Encinitas. Escondido, Carlsbad, Vista, that area.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's fine.
Okay, okay. Now, do you cover Anaheim, Irvine?
No.
No, okay. So exclude all of that. Exclude the... Let me send you another picture.
South County, like Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. Uh-huh, okay. What else?
Michigan.
Uh-huh, okay.
Like
one Capizano. Okay.
That's
it.
And then, can we
pause
my Google Ads for now?
We can, absolutely. I mean, we could just focus on the Google guarantee. Like we said, clearly we do have that max bid, right? But I'm sorry, currently we have that set bid. We can, right now, like we said, so far, the ad has shown the business about 300 times, right? 320 times. So, you know, the more, let's say you're willing to take Google or the we can cover calls that might be more expensive than what we have right now. So do you want to, say, make any adjustments on the bid price right now, or should we keep it as is and just make these adjustments first? Okay, yeah, we can certainly get that done. Of course, we'll be able to evaluate how it performs, and we'll be able to continue making adjustments. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So since your Google ads are going to be paused, just to be clear, your billing date is the 11th. Okay? So on the 11th, you would just cover 149.
Okay.
All right. So do you have any, but they're both active, we're guaranteed it's still active, okay? So we're going to continue checking. Do you have any other question right now?
So how much money do I need on the Google Verify for me to get these?
Good question. So usually what I recommend all our clients is to turn on the max bid, at least initially, so you know exactly what you're dealing with, right? Because like I said, at the end of the day, that price that they give you is an average, right? It's an average based on the total amount of charged leads within that area. So that means that there's, you know, bids that are higher than the bid that we have right now. With that being said, when we turn the max bid on, we basically let Google bid on your behalf. So, as you know, other businesses, they have that feature turned on as well. So, you know, basically, Google sets a price based on the search that was done. You know, a search that they considered high value, they may be, you know, it may be a higher price. So, turning max bid on allows you to, you know, ensure that you show up on all searches. Now, of course, like we said, the budget plays a role in regards to how many times it shows. Mm-hmm.
So basically, there's other companies around me that have a higher bid, so they're basically getting a lot of the
phones.
Right?
I'm so sorry, brother. You broke up again. Do you mind repeating that?
So I said, basically, there's other companies that have their bid higher than mine, so... So they're
getting
the calls, right?
Well, essentially that's how it works, right? For example, if Google has a price and installation that they know pays very well, let's say that they have it at $60, right? Let's just put it in. So businesses that are bidding up to that price, then they're gonna show up on that list on that search. Of course, Google rotates the top three. Like we said, Google definitely wants to give you the visibility, but it does factor in the budget that you actually have. The thing is not the only factor, right? So the optimization that also plays a role, but the bid is the most important part of it, right? If we don't reach that the price that Google is putting for that specific search, they're not going to show us on that search. So, like we said, I don't think that there's only 320 searches for this type of service within the last 2 weeks. I mean, searches that we know there's a ton of searches. And so, you know, I know that there's a few, you know, high quality, you know, searches that maybe we're not featuring due to that bit, in my experience.
All right, so yeah, let's keep it as that. Like I said, once it starts heating up a little more, and then I'll, you know, and I get some more money, I'll go ahead and bump it up. So.
Yeah, and like we said, that's available. And usually we want to make sure that we're able to finish the budget first. So like we said, we can make sure we turn the bid up, and then from that point, if you want to raise the budget, you can. But the first thing we need to worry about is the bid, right, with this price. But we still have it's a good bid. You've already had two calls. It's a new account, essentially. So we do need to let it evolve a little bit. We do have good results with the average bid, even though we may be missing some some searches, there's still some high value on them. So we can go ahead and check.
Gotcha.
Okay. No,
that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for the time. If you need anything, just please let us know, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Take care.
How are you doing?